I refinanced my loan to 20-year amortization. Just dropped my payment to 240. Not hard to do. Everyone should be able to do that. Maybe it'll take a little lifestyle change. But if you really want to pay this off faster so then you can go build wealth, things like this do take lifestyle changes. You got to sacrifice.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. On today's Finance Friday episode, I think I alluded to last week, we're going to do something a little different. And this is more of a teaching moment from experience, how to pay off your debt 70% faster. That's right, 70% faster. But before I get into it, a little housekeeping here. First, I just want to thank everyone who listens and comes back every week and listens. And I do see it, and I greatly appreciate it. And for those of you that leave a rating and review, that means even more. And for those of you that haven't, I would greatly appreciate if you would do that, how we get in front of more ears, in front of more eyes. So if you could just take the time and do that, it'd be great. And I just want to read off a 5-star review that I received on Apple Podcasts, and it's titled Sean Knows His Stuff, and it's from DJW2323. I have invested with Sean in Greenbrier, and I can tell you he and his team know how to buy and operate multifamily apartment communities. It's great to hear him share his knowledge and experience on a podcast. Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate that. And I would also ask one more thing. If you get any value out of this and you enjoy this podcast, please share it with just one friend. That's all I ask. Just one friend who could get some value out of this as well. And that would be great. All right. So let's get into the show. This is going to be a little different than the normal show. It's one where you're going to want to take some notes. So maybe don't listen to this one while you're driving or running. But if you are, maybe come back and listen again. So as I alluded to, how to pay off your debt 70% faster. And I'm going to tailor this to student loan debt, just because that's a huge thing. I'm sure we all know. Some people even consider it, maybe it's getting on the verge of becoming a crisis. It costs more and more to go to college every year. And there's a reason for that. And we're going to get into it. But yeah, I'm going to tailor this to student loan debt and how you can pay that off faster. So I just have some notes here. I just kind of want to go over some facts about where we're at with student loan debt. So the average federal student loan debt is about $36,000. So that's per person. And the average private student loan debt is over $54,000. In total, the average student borrows over $30,000. You know, this is going to obviously range if you just went to undergrad or graduate school and beyond. And the total student loan debt outstanding is $1.7 trillion. Yes, trillion with a T. And it grows 6 times faster than our nation's economy. And there's a reason for that. And that's because most student loans are set up as negative amortization loans, or negative AM loans, as they're referred to, meaning that your payment may not cover the entire interest portion that is due every month. So this results in that remaining interest that you didn't cover on that payment being deferred to the next payment, which then leads to a compounding effect where the total interest due increases over time. Because this month you're not meeting the total interest, so then it kicks to the next one and the next one. So like to put a little context, it would look something like this. And I'm just using generic numbers. This is not too technical, just whole numbers so everyone can understand. So say your loan is $10,000 and your payment is $100 a month, but your interest per month is $200. So meaning next month's loan balance, because you only paid your $100 payment, will be $10,100. And then the next month you pay 100, well, it didn't cover the 200. So then another 100 gets added on, and so on and so on, and compounding over time. That's why the interest keeps growing, that's why the student loan outstanding amount as a nation keeps growing and growing. Yes, obviously more people go to school and the price of college goes up, but why it's growing 6 times faster than our economy is because of this negative amortization loan effect. It's scary. And most people don't realize this. And it's not surprising because we're not really taught this in school. So it's something that they need to make a change. Obviously, I'm not going to get into this podcast, but let's just look at what the average interest rates are right now. Luckily, we're in a period of time where interest rates have compressed and continued to compress, which is great. But if you went to school, say 10 plus years ago, or graduated 10 plus years ago, you might have had a 6%+ interest rate. maybe even higher. I know some people that had double digits. But the average undergrad interest rate right now is 3.73%, graduate is 5.28%, and parent, graduate, and professional, which they call this parent plus, so it's when your parent gets a loan to pay for their child, is 6.28%. And most of these loans are amortized over 10 years. And however, after most students graduate, they will then refinance that debt into 20-year amortization, which what that does is that just drops your monthly payment. So for some students, it can make it more affordable for them to pay. But then it increases the time you're going to pay it back, thereby increasing the total amount of interest you're going to pay. And that's where these negative AM loans really come into effect and can hurt some people. And the purpose of this is not to scare anyone by any means. It's just to educate you. And I just want to share a cool trick that personally I've used, I know other people have used, to pay off this debt so much faster. So let's just take a look at a scenario. Let's say I graduated, I have that average amount of debt. So I have $36,000 in student loan debt. It's 10-year term amortization. Let's say I have an interest rate, let's just take an average of the undergrad, grad, and let's just call it 5%. So I have 5% interest rate, and now I graduate. So that yields a payment of about, let's just call it $380, paying a total interest over those 10 years of $9,800. So $9,800, bringing total debt to $45,820. So that $36,000 debt that I just took out to go to school those last, whatever, 4 to 8 years, depending if I went to grad school, now, after it all said and done, nearly $46,000. So another $10,000 I'm paying. Now, let's say after graduating, I decide I don't really have enough to pay that $381 right off the bat, graduating and starting my job. Let's refinance that. Maybe I can get a longer, smaller payment by pushing out the term. So I refinance, get a 20-year term. And now that drops it to, let's call it $240 a month. And now the total interest that I paid goes up to $21,020. So you see that interest more than doubled, or about doubled. And now my total that I would pay after those 20 years is $56,000. So that education got even more pricey. And it's crazy because if you look at the average US salary, this is as of 2020, was 51K. So in that scenario, I have $56,000 in debt and I'm only making $51,000 right out of school. So I'm already behind the eight ball there. And then say I get married and my spouse has the same situation and it's doubled. And obviously the purpose of this show is it doesn't attract the type of person that's going to stay in that job. They want to further themselves, further their career. But yeah, that's wild that we don't see wage growth at the same rate as growth in what it costs to go to school. But again, that's not what this episode is about. So let's just get into it. I'm just looking at some notes here. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of the episode. This is where you're really going to want to take some notes. So what if there is a solution to pay off this faster? What if I could tell you that you could pay off your student loan debt or any type of debt, specifically debt that used negative amortization, 70% faster? Would you be interested? I know I was when I first found out about this. All right, so let's take that same scenario where I refinanced my loan to 20-year amortization, dropped my payment to 240. Now, if you're going to do this, you got to be able to have, let's say, an extra $300 a month that you can put towards savings. Not hard to do. Everyone should be able to do that. Maybe it'll take a little lifestyle change. But if you really want to pay this off faster so then you can go build wealth, things like this do take lifestyle changes. You got to sacrifice. Now, some of you might be like, what's the extra $300? I could do that in my sleep. But not everyone's in that same position. So if you can do this, the reason why I picked $300, because that's about the same payment as the loan. So $240, it's about $300. Let's just say $300 times 12, $300 a month, that's $3,600. Now, what you're going to do, one strategy, and this is an easy strategy, is you could just simply put that $300, that extra $300 towards your student loan debt. And you know what that's going to do is that's going to drop your total interest paid from $21,000 to $6,400. You're going to pay it off in about 7 years. That's right. That's wild, right? If you could just put that extra money, it's going to be 7 years of your life, $300, but it's worth it. You're going to save nearly about $14,000 in interest. Now, Sean, did I really just get on this podcast episode for you to tell me just allocate another $300 to my debt? No, I'm not here to waste your time. So the method that I used supercharges it even more. And now think back to what I was saying about negative AM loans, that you're not covering the entire interest portion every month. So then that remaining interest gets deferred to the next month, and then it compounds and it keeps compounding. What we're going to do to combat that is we're going to take, you're still going to have that same $300 per month that you're saving. What you're going to do, put in a savings account, maybe something with interest bearing would be smart. Now what you're going to do is you're going to either get a line of credit. And if you can't get a line of credit, what you can do is get a balance check transfer on a credit card or cash advance on a credit card. So we're going to do the same. We're going to do $3,600. And why $3,600? Because the $300 you're saving a month times 12. And when you get this from your credit card, when you get that cash advance or that balance check transfer, it's usually for a 12-month period interest-free. So what you're going to do, and obviously, you got to have good credit help, right? So this goes back to what I've said many times before. Good credit is so powerful and it can do so many good things to help you in your financial career. And so you're going to take that $3,600 that they're going to give you and you're going to pay your student loan servicer. And what this does is it supercharges your battling against the negative AM on the loan, because you more than pay for the interest over those periods of that year. And then the extra $240 you're paying every month is just on top of that. Now, not only did I have $36,000 in student loan debt, but now I have $3,600 in credit card debt. What are you trying to do to me? So this is where that $300 that I was talking about comes into play. You're going to take that $300 and you're going to pay down that credit card every month, $300 a month. By that 12-month period, you're going to have completely paid it off interest-free. And then guess what? You're going to do it again every year until it's paid off. You know what happens? You're going to have it paid off in less than 4 years and total interest paid less than $4,000. Yeah, that's right. Less than $4,000 in interest paid, less than 6 years total. Excuse me, less than 5 years total. Who wouldn't want to do that? And this doesn't just pertain to student loans. You can do this to your car loan. You can do this to a rental property loan. You can do this to your mortgage on your primary residence. I could keep going. You could do this on so many things, but it all depends. Can you save that a little extra? Do you want to? I know I did. I was able to pay it off so fast, and then you can go take that money and invest. And what I would also recommend is once that's paid off, you were paying $300 to that credit card, and you're paying that $240 to your student loan payment. So that totals $540. Take that $540 that you were just paying per month and go invest that. And as you increase your income, keep investing more. And this just hits home to that last episode of our 6-part series on invest early and invest often. Now, the compounding effect that was going against you in the student loan debt, it's going to fight for you when you go to invest every month, that $540. It's really powerful. And you go from paying $21,000 in interest to less than $5,000 in interest. That's crazy. Not enough people know about this. So that's it. It's kind of a short one. Cool little trick that I've implemented. If you have any type of debt that has negative AM, I would highly suggest you look into this and take advantage. You can also take, I did it via credit card. You can do it. Usually there is 3% upfront fee. So it's not totally free of that amount. So of that $3,600 would be 3% fee, but then it's interest free for first 12 months. And now you can do it with other lines of credit as well, but that's the way I implemented it and worked like clockwork. So yeah, if you have any questions, reach out. You can find me on Instagram. It's always linked in the show notes, but it's Shawno Wins. That's Shawnowins. Or you can find me on LinkedIn, Sean Winslow, and then obviously on my website, greenbriercg.com. Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone. I hope you got some value out of this. Again, if you did, please share it with a friend. That would help so much. And I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.